This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Over the last couple of years, more federal money has flowed into Native American communities than really ever before. In 2020, the first coronavirus relief package, also known as the CARES Act, set aside $8 billion for tribal governments around the country. Then around this time last year, they got $20 billion in aid through the American Rescue Plan. This help has been called a potential Marshall Plan for revitalizing tribal communities and for closing the infrastructure gap in Indian country. Marketplace's Savannah Marr takes a look at how that money is being put to use.
When the pandemic arrived, tribes weren't exactly counting on help from the federal government. That's according to Governor Stephen Rowe Lewis of the Gila River Indian Community near Phoenix. After all, he says,
the high rates of COVID and other health disparities in Indian country comes from decades of underfunding, right, of a lack of investment.
So when help did arrive in the form of an initial $40 million from the CARES Act, Gila River's leadership invested it in healthcare, expanded ICU capacity, a field hospital, and a surveillance testing program when COVID tests were hard to come by elsewhere.
We had to really create our own path to protect our community. And by now, are moving towards nearly 1 million tests. That translates to over 5% of all tests conducted in the entire state of Arizona.
Halfway across the country in northern Wisconsin, the pandemic shed light on another problem, says Chairman Ron Korn of the Menominee Tribe.
We found out all too well how much connectivity we were missing or absent.
Tribal employees couldn't telework, kids couldn't log on to virtual school, so the Menominee Tribe is using federal aid to connect hundreds of rural homes to fiber. Korn says this is just one long overdue project the tribe has put off because it didn't have the funding.
I don't know what the words are. You know, unprecedented is what comes to mind, but it scratches the surface in regards to what our actual needs are.
Like transportation infrastructure on the rural reservation and more safe and affordable housing. And those infrastructure needs are the federal government's responsibility, says Tracy Morris with the American Indian Policy Institute at Arizona State University.
We have a treaty relationship with the United States, federal trust responsibility.
Tribal nations ceded millions of acres of land that now make up the United States in exchange for services, things like healthcare, housing, education, public safety.
Make no mistake that this is not racial preference. We are a political entity. These things are due to us because we are part of the family of governments in the United States.
But Morris says it took a pandemic and a lot of Native people dying for the federal government to take that trust responsibility seriously. She calls pandemic-era aid the first earnest attempt at making good on it.
So the impact of this is going to be huge in any country. There's no way it won't be because we've never had an investment in our infrastructure. It's offensive to a lot of us that we had to die for it to get realized.
These investments won't just benefit tribal citizens. Take the Osage Nation in northeastern Oklahoma. It's based in a rural county that's considered a food desert, and it's used federal funds to expand its vegetable growing operation and build a USDA-certified meat processing plant. Jan Heyman with the tribe's Natural Resources Department says it's shoring up the local food supply chain and insulating it from disruptions.
We've really tried to look at food security and food sovereignty really on the entire spectrum. We can build this infrastructure that we need. We can fill this gap.
Tribal leaders say the federal government has never been so engaged with their needs than in the last 2 years. Now they're wondering whether that engagement and the resources that come along with it will last beyond the pandemic. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.